happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump's 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum coming into the U.S. from any country went into effect 1 hour ago. CBS News Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady tells us they're already having an effect.
We have seen a number of companies commit to bringing some of their manufacturing here, like TSMC and Apple. And so the idea is that over time, you would have more American jobs, more of the supply chain within the U.S. versus relying on other countries. But it's going to take a while to get to that point. And in the interim, you would likely see prices go up for consumers.
We'll get a look at where inflation stands in a few hours with release of the February Consumer Price Index. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Fear of rising prices is unlikely to show up in today's Consumer Price Index. That's because the February CPI is backward-looking, and we did not see many tariffs in place at that time. That's why the annual inflation rate is expected to remain at 3%, which would match the January reading.
The House passed a short-term bill to fund the government through September 30th. CBS News congressional correspondent Nicole Killian.
It keeps the lights on. It keeps the government functioning at roughly current spending levels. But there are some reductions in non-defense spending, although it did include funding for ICE as well as for veterans health care.
The Senate must pass the bill by Friday night to keep the government from running out of funds. The U.S.-Ukraine talks in Saudi Arabia have Ukraine agreeing to work on a 30-day ceasefire with Russia. And National Security Advisor Michael Waltz says,
as a result of this positive step forward, the president has decided to lift the pause on aid and on our security assistance to Ukraine going forward. And that's effective immediately.
A crewed mission will launch for the International Space Station Wednesday, expected to bring Barry Whitmore and Sunita Williams back to Earth.
Everyone has sort of followed their saga for the last 9 months. Headlines of stranded in space and abandoned in space, which, of course, the astronauts deny that they feel that way. But clearly, they went up for about a week. They stayed for 9.5 months, and that's not what anybody expected.
CBS's Mark Strassman. Crews cleaning up workspaces vacated in the Trump administration firings and relocations destroyed classified documents at USAID in D.C.'s Ronald Reagan building. An administration official described those documents as, quote, courtesy content from other agencies and says purging them was fully compliant with the Federal Records Act. NASA has just fired its chief scientist and others under orders from President Trump. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks in Indianapolis to take on the Pacers tonight. But the Bucks organization shocked and saddened at the news that Junior Bridgman has passed away. Bridgman played for the Bucks from 1975 to 1984, then later became a successful businessman, sitting on several boards of directors and growing his own business to over 100 restaurants, Wendy's and Chili's, many in southeastern Wisconsin. Last fall, Bridgman was included as a partner in the ownership of the Bucks.
10, 12 years ago, when there was rumors of the team possibly going to this city or that city, I said, that cannot happen. The people here deserve to have a team. They've supported a team even when those years when we weren't very good. They support them now. Why would you move the team from here?
Bridgman at an event today in his home city of Louisville, witnessing he grabbed his chest, saying he might be having a heart attack, rescuers unable to save him. Junior Bridgman was 71 years old. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Robert Redford has come out of retirement to make his first acting appearance in 6 years. The 88-year-old will appear on an episode of AMC in Dark Winds. Redford is also an executive producer, along with Game of Thrones producer George R.R. Martin. Redford will appear on episode 1 of season 3, which will air this coming Sunday night. Redford requested his scenes be shot on a closed set due to his insistence on appearing in his altogether. The show Dark Winds is set in the 1970s and follows a Navajo police unit. The show's director, Chris Ayer, says
as Redford's fellow executive producer, George R.R. Martin, will also have a cameo in the first episode of Season 3. He added that the Season 3 executive producer cameos were part of the plan since Season 1. He also admitted that despite Redford being a phenomenal and supportive producer, the idea of directing the legendary actor really freaked him out. New episodes of Dark Winds drop on AMC Sunday nights. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plentiful clouds in the overnight with a light southeast breeze, and temperatures by dawn will be in the lower to middle 20s. On Wednesday, though, skies turning mostly sunny. Light south winds developing with highs reaching the lower 50s. It's 33 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio will be along to talk about the Protecting Justice for All conference, which will air on Civic Media, along with Trevi Olson. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. The Dow is down, 857 points right now, if I'm reading the screen right here on CNN. The business community is kind of looking at Donald Trump and his tariffs and his threats and his bluster and all this other stuff and going, huh? Not sure that's such a good idea, Donald. Don't think you should. Don't think I should have done that, right? So here we have now the very real risk that the United States is going to slide into a recession. I mean, you got Donald Trump with his on and off tariffs, which, by the way, there's a lot of people who are wondering, is Trump running a pump and dump scheme? He's uniquely in a position to do it. And this is a guy who, you know, has throughout his career has broken many, many laws whenever the opportunity presents itself to his profit. So, you know, say he takes, you know, $100 million, $200 million, a couple hundred million dollars, whatever, and buys puts, you know, bets that a stock, the market will go down on a basket full of stocks or maybe even on an index fund. So that, you know, it won't be easily tracked back to him. And then comes out and announces a tariff. The market crashes. Now, with puts, not only are these bets, but, you know, the market goes down 10%. You can make 100%. I mean, you can. These are leveraged, hugely leveraged bets, depending on how you organize them, how you put them together. And then once the market hits bottom, he buys stock.